Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Saturday, the 27th of August. In the Gospel today, Jesus tells the parable of three servants. Two of them are good and faithful, and one is lazy. Before going away, a master entrusted his servants with some valuable ancient coins. To one he gave 5, to another 2, to a third 1. Then he set out. Whilst the master was away, the first and second servants doubled his money. The third, however, was frightened of losing it all, so he buried his in the ground to keep it safe. When he returned, the master praised the first two servants, but criticised the third. The third servant was criticised because he did nothing. He didn't increase the master's money. He didn't lose the master's money. No, he simply did nothing. Sometimes you and I can be tempted to think to ourselves, I'm okay. I don't do anything really bad. I don't hurt anyone. I'm okay. Jesus challenges us today to see that our faith is not only about what we do not do, but also very much about what we do. The lazy servant didn't do anything wrong, but he failed to do what he could have done. He did nothing. Pope Francis once said, "At times we think that to be Christian means not to do harm. And not doing harm is good, but not doing good is not good. We must do good," the Pope says. We must do good. As followers of Jesus, we must not just avoid doing bad things. We must also do good things for others. We all have many gifts we can use to do good. Everyone can be friendly, kind, helpful and generous. All of us are able to offer to others a happy smile, a friendly word, a listening ear or a helping hand. All of us can do that. We also have some other gifts which can help us to do good. We have our faith, God's love, the gospel, the strength of the Holy Spirit, prayer, the sacraments and, above all, the Eucharist. All these gifts are not given to us just to avoid doing bad things. No, these gifts are given to us so we can do good things in our love for God and in our love for our sisters and brothers. Jesus doesn't want us to bury our gifts away. He doesn't want us to do nothing. He wants us to do good. A good habit to get into is to stop at the end of each day and look back over the day. Just take a few moments thinking about the day that has passed. What happened today? What did I do? What didn't I do? Who did I meet? Where was Jesus in my life today? And we could ask ourselves, I suppose, did I do anything wrong today? Did I do anything harmful? But we must also ask ourselves an even more important question. What good did I do today? What good did I do today? Let's remember Pope Francis' words, doing no harm is good, but doing no good is not good. We must do good. We must do good. Jesus invites us today to be his good and faithful servants. Let's pray that at the end of each day, Jesus would be able to say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've shown you can be faithful. Come and join in your master's happiness." Well done, good and faithful servant. God bless you all.